Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for The Bible Recap. Have you ever watched the first round of a show like American Idol? There are always a handful of contestants who are trying their best, but it's clear that they are in the wrong career path. If only they had someone in their life who would be honest with them. Unfortunately, they have to make some big mistakes, and in front of loads of people, no less. And only then are they going to hear the truth for the first time. I've made mistakes like this too. Just last month, a friend sought me out for some advice, and I made a few suggestions which she thought were great. Then I said, before you act on my advice, would you mind if I ask someone else I know who's actually a professional and has actually dealt with this a few times? She agreed, and when we hung up, I called the professional and shared my friend's situation and my proposed solution. Without pause, the professional replied by saying something along the lines of, "That is terrible advice. Never do that." I had to laugh at myself. The counsel that I thought was so great that my friend also appreciated, the pro just dumped cold water all over it. And the suggestion she offered instead was brilliant. Suddenly, the gaps in my advice were glaringly obvious. Her wisdom was not only helpful to my friend, but to me as well, and humbling. Sometimes that's what it's like to read or study the Bible on your own. It's easy to draw quick conclusions, as we talked about in episode 5, and one of the best ways to help yourself avoid this pitfall is to make sure you read or study the Bible alongside others. In some ways, this podcast will help with that, but it has its limitations. It's a one-way street. You can hear from me, but you can't talk to me about where you're struggling or the things you're learning about God and His character. And while I'd love to actually sit down with you and hear your thoughts on all of this, even a one-time coffee date wouldn't do the trick because we're going to be reading this daily and hopefully for the rest of our lives. So here are a few things I'd suggest to help you with this. First, find another actual human to do this reading plan with you. Surely you know someone else who's a long-term passenger on the Bible reading struggle bus. Ask that friend to jump in this with you. Maybe you can both read the plan and listen to the Bible recap daily, then get together once a week or every 2 weeks to talk about it. You can share the ways you think I'm wrong or the things you learned that I didn't even notice. Maybe you're a Christ follower and the person you want to do this plan with is someone who wouldn't consider themselves a Christian. That works too. That would be a great way for them to lean in and learn about the God you love and why you find Him so lovable. If you have a friend you want to do this plan with, screenshot the podcast, share it on social media, then tag that friend, or friends, plural, because it can be more than one person. Tag them in your post and then tag us too. We're on Instagram and Twitter as The Bible Recap. One of you and one friend you tag will receive free personalized journals for your Bible reading. We'll pick our winner on January 1st, 2018 and post it to all our socials. If you're listening after that point, go ahead and share it on your social media too. Keep listening and sharing because we'll have lots of contests and you may find yourself accidentally entered into one. Number two, find or start a D group near you. D group stands for discipleship group. It's a ministry I started in 2009 with a handful of women in a living room, and it's now grown to more than 200 groups around the world. Women's D groups, men's D groups, military D groups, Spanish-speaking D groups. We even partner with churches to be one of their options for home groups. We've touched every populated continent, though I'm not exactly sure how many we're on right now, but we'd love to be in your home. I hope that's not creepy. But we would. And I should tell you, while D Group isn't focused exclusively on reading the Bible in a year, we do have a lot of other spiritual disciplines that we put into practice when our communities meet each week. In the show notes, I'll link to a podcast where I talk more about D Group in case you want to hear more. I'll also link to a short trailer video to give you a better idea of what we're about and what it actually looks like. There'll also be a link to our worldwide map so you can find a D Group near you. Or if there's not one near you, maybe you should lead one. If you like what you see in the trailer video and here in the podcast, just click the link to the map to see the options in your area. And if you're intrigued but not entirely sure if it's for you, just join for a session and see how that 6 weeks goes for you. There's no pressure to commit long term, but I think you're probably going to want to stick around. We have members who were in that very first meeting in 2009, and they're still around because they see such beautiful fruit in their lives and in the lives of others. Now, at the risk of losing a few of you, or even perhaps a lot of you, I feel like this third point is the most important. Find a church. If you're not a member of a local church, let me encourage you to do the work to find a place and plug in there. More and more lately, I've been meeting people who love God, but who've been so wounded by the church, and they've stepped away but still long for God and His Word. Don't give up on the church if that's you. God hasn't given up on the church, and he hasn't given up on you either. He's walking with you in your pain and in your questions. When you've been truly hurt, he's angry at the wounds that have been cast your way, even if they've been done by others who love him or maybe just claim to love him. I'd encourage you to look for a church with a gentle pastor, someone patient and kind. That kind of church home has been a balm to the soul of so many of my wounded friends. For those of you who prefer to watch a service from the comfort of your own bed, I get it. That can be necessary at certain transitional points in your life. But in the long term, it's not going to serve you well. And you certainly can't serve it well either. Your laptop can't visit you in the hospital. Your laptop can't mourn with you when you suffer loss. And you can't learn to die to self by serving your laptop. In the end, laptop church will probably just make you a little more self-focused. And I think we all probably need a little less of that. I know I do anyway. I need real people. I need real community, not a screen for an hour on a Sunday morning. Listen, you can do this plan alone. You totally can, and many of you will. But it's going to be so much easier to stick to it if you have at least one other person alongside you in this. This will help you understand the scriptures and even God himself better if you do it alongside a community of believers, and especially by being an active member and regular attender of a local church. If you don't even know where to start on your church search, we've linked to some helpful tools in today's show notes. Hopefully, those will get the ball rolling for you. Maybe this is more than you signed up for. Maybe you want to get there, but you're not there yet. Maybe you're here because you don't even know if you believe in God, and here I am asking you to join a church. Just like anything else I've shared, take the tools that are helpful to you. I'm not your spiritual authority. I'm just a woman who loves the Bible and has benefited richly from reading it alongside others. So I can't help but want the same for you. Can you blame me? And even if you can't start out reading in community, go ahead and start anyway by yourself now, because your enthusiasm will likely be contagious and someone will be drawn in by what you're experiencing. Also, ask God to bring you some real life opportunities for biblical community. Ask him to lead the way and make the path smooth. In the meantime, take advantage of this digital community. It's worth noting that we have a Patreon support level that provides the option to join our private Facebook group where you can meet others who are like-minded doing this plan. You may even meet someone who lives in your area that you didn't know about. Okay, that's all for today, Bible readers. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. If you haven't subscribed to the Bible Recap, please do that now. And if these first few episodes have been helpful to you so far, we would love for you to leave us a 5-star review so that more people can find out about us before we launch. Especially, we'd love to get driven further up in that podcast algorithm so that other people who want to engage more in their relationship with God know that we exist. So subscribe, rate, review. I also want to point you to our Patreon page. Patreon supporters get special access to those extra goodies like bonus episodes, online community, t-shirts, videos, and Q&R hangouts. And if you become a Patreon monthly supporter at the $15 level or higher by December 31st, 2018, we'll throw in a special extra gift for you in addition to the ones you choose. You can see details in the show notes by swiping up, or you can go to patreon.com/thebiblerecap. It's going to be a great year for all of us as we pursue him together, because he is where the joy is. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week. If you're looking for a group of people to study the Bible with in person, find or start a D Group near you by visiting mydgroup.org. That's mydgroup.org.